For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration winning a transgender case at the Supreme Court. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Justices are allowing the administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing a sex on their passport that's different from their biological sex. In January, President Trump signed an executive order declaring the U.S. would recognize two sexes, male and female, based on birth certificates and biological classification. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will not seek re-election.
The 85-year-old Democrat, a mother of five who started in politics as a volunteer, has represented San Francisco, California for nearly 40 years. In 2007, she became the first woman elected as House Speaker. She helped steer landmark policies like the Affordable Care Act, Dodd-Frank financial reforms, and the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. In her announcement post, she left those who sent her to Congress with a call to action.
We have made progress. We have always led the way, and now we must continue to do so by remaining full participants in our democracy.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Government shutdown continues. Meanwhile, a federal judge in Rhode Island has ordered the Trump team to find the money to fully fund SNAP benefits for November. The ruling in response to a challenge from cities and nonprofits complaining the administration was only offering to cover 65% of the maximum benefit. Flight cancellations, meanwhile, are accelerating as airlines comply with the government order to cut flights because of the shutdown. Huge airports in New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas, and Atlanta are among 40 of the busiest where flights will be cut. This is SRN News. Glamour magazine goes all in when it comes to transgenderism.
The British version of the iconic fashion magazine is out with its annual Woman of the Year edition, and the cover features nine men who are living as women. The decision has sparked outrage across the UK, with even a few celebrities giving the Glamour decision a thumbs down. This comes hard on the heels of People magazine naming a homosexual as its sexiest man alive, actor Jonathan Bailey, who is openly gay and has a foundation that promotes the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City's Jewish community, the largest in America, bounding with anxiety. Now the city has its first Muslim mayor, Zoran Mamdani, has won over many liberal Jewish voters and vows to make the city more affordable and equitable. But he's also alarmed many others in New York and all across the United States. This is SRN News. Tragedy in Frisco, Texas. Officials say Dallas Cowboys player is dead in a suspected suicide after evading police.
Police in a Dallas suburb say 24-year-old Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide after evading authorities in his vehicle and fleeing the scene of an accident on foot. Frisco police say Nealon didn't stop for Texas Department of Public Safety troopers in a chase that was joined by Frisco police. Authorities briefly lost sight of the vehicle during the search after Nealon fled. Officers received word that Nealon had shown suicidal indications. He was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound Thursday morning. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Meanwhile, the team releasing a statement later in the day saying Nealon had tragically passed away but did not give a cause or any further details. More details at srnnews.com.